Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The state Senate unanimously passed Senate Bill 25 to establish a searchable online checkbook so that the public can easily view details on government spending, incoming revenues, and the total amount of state employees. The Frontier Group in 2019 ranked Alaska 45th in the nation on making public finance data readily available to the public. Senator Bill Willikowski of Anchorage, sponsor of Senate Bill 25, said,
"There are organizations that keep track of government transparency. They grade all 50 states. You can see as time goes by, Alaska's standing in grading decreased to the point where in 2014, we got an F rating, which is the lowest rating. We got an F in 2015, an F in 2016. There was no rating in 2017, but we got again an F in 2018, an F in 2019. And eventually we became the worst, if not tied with the worst, in the nation in terms of our government transparency, the online checkbook that we offer. Then in April of 2020, the governor just took down the online checkbook. And so we started to hear from Alaskans who said, hey, it's clunky, it's hard to use, but we still want to know where our money's being spent. They couldn't find it at all. It just wasn't online. So that prompted us to go ahead and file this bill.
All 50 states operate websites that make information on state expenditures and revenues accessible to the public, and SB 25 would require the state to create a user-friendly website to make information more accessible and requires more information to be included. Willikowski stated that the state receives thousands of public records requests each year and said there's the potential to save time and resources. Senate Bill 25 goes to the House for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski recently took part in a U.S. Senate Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on expanding America's broadband through programs contained within the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Murkowski questioned U.S. Department of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on Alaska-specific priorities.
In Alaska, so much of our concern is with middle-mile infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've got good support within the infrastructure bill, $1 billion to deploy middle mile projects. So we're excited about that. But I've got a little bit of concern about the mapping requirements versus the timeliness of getting the funds out the door. Everyone wants to get the money out the door, but making sure that we have actually accurate maps, I think, is going to be critical, particularly for us in ensuring the intent of the law to serve the unserved before the underserved is met. And so it's going to take, we think, a little bit of time to do it right. We understand the urgency, but what I'm hoping is that we can get some assurance that NTIA is going to be sensitive to the diverse needs that we have in different states to get to the right solutions here.
Secretary Raimondo assured Senator Murkowski.
Yes, I do. I mean, you and I have spoken about this. Alaska is unique. Having said that, all these states are, but I understand the massive geography, the difficult topography, not that many people. We're not going to put the money out before we have the maps.
Okay.
We won't. We can't. You know, as I said, there'll be the $5 million planning grant and we'll get to work, but we can't let the money flow until we have the maps.
Senator Murkowski expressed appreciation for the commitment from Raimondo while reiterating concern for Alaskans who see other parts of the U.S. receiving awards while accurate maps are developed and the anxiety that it may cause. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.